gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi guys, nice to meet you here in the E38 ship. We are standing on the stage, full of very, very interesting instruments here, because you are the studio percussion, and you are playing all sorts of drums.
Studio percussion means working with all kind of percussion instruments, drums, also melody instruments, marimbas, vibraphones, anything. It was at the beginning the idea to have a basic ensemble for percussion music. It was not the idea to play just percussion music, but it should be connected with other instruments. But most of the time we are playing as a percussion group. So we, maybe that's interesting when we started or so. We started in 97. No.
79.
So this year we celebrate our 30th anniversary.
How did you meet each other? Because it's very hard to find, like, how many members do you have? 8?
At the moment in this production we are 7.
Yeah. So seven very good drummers.
Yeah. It's like
how did you find them?
The real thing is that I'm the only one who is playing from the beginning. So, and when we started in 79, I started with colleagues from the university in Graz, because we studied classical music, and we find out that we would like to work more, because as a classical percussionist, and in at this time you were just prepared as an orchestra drummer, and we find out that's not enough to play, and that was the reason why we started this chamber music group at the beginning. So we started with colleagues from the university.
in 2006 there was a big change.
Yes.
I mean, like, what do you playing and how do you play it? Because I see a lot of other things, like, this is very interesting. or let's see this. So it's like, it seems that you are using a lot of other things.
Yeah, this is, it's to use like this. I think when we started with visuals also in the contemporary music, I think in I think it was one change in 2002 when we did music theater from Klaus Lang. This was all the time my idea to bring on stage music and pictures. When we started in 79, our first concert was connected on with instruments and the stage was full with plants, green plants. This was one of the first concerts. Then later on we lost the pictures, we just did the music. And I think in 2002 with Klaus Lang, this was a production we played in Berlin at the Berliner Festspiele, Märzmusik. This was for four percussionists and stage. It was just the audience was on stage and we worked around and it's too difficult to explain. But I think this was the moment where we said, let's do more again with pictures. And then in the next period, so around 2002 till 2006, we did a lot of contemporary concerts with visuals. So, for example, we played pieces from Charles Ives with visuals, live visuals, and prepared visuals.
We decided not to do just contemporary music. Somebody is composing and you are playing. Just we wanted also compose our music. So Günter Meinhardt wrote a piece for this show. I wrote one, and we arranged pieces like from Zappa and other composers. So to bring in more creativity from the group, and there's also parts with improvisation, which is not happening in contemporary music like here. And so this, I think, that was a basic decision to change the style of the group.
Thank you. Thank you.
in the band from 92, and there was always a change in the members. So now there is a younger generation already, especially for this production. And yeah, so it was moving all the time, so the lineup was changing. And
But we could say that you are the two person who are the leaders, the creators of the whole.
Yeah,
the
leader.
Yeah, and it's not. It's not that the change is all the time. So from the beginning of 90s, we have been six members till 2006. So about 15 years, we played all the time in the same basic group. We did bigger production with 10 or with 20 percussionists, but the six members played together for 15 years. And in 2006, we created this new production. And this was also around in the drummer Aaron Thier. And we invited younger musicians to bring in their creativity and their music also, because before we played a lot of contemporary music. Should be ready till 2009, a new program. We are working together with a festival in Graz that's called La Strada. It's an international festival for street theater, or not, it's street theater in a wider range, but we it's not ready, so it's planned for the next year, but we'll see if it happens, because it's I can see a little bit, I'm getting more and more a little bit tired.
I mean, and the plan is, I mean, to play this program as often as possible, no?
Yeah. We changed this program a little bit. Before we played with 8 percussionists, now we play with 7. And changed also one piece inside. And at the moment it makes really fun to play this production, and I think we will do it some years more. Roland Neffe, vibraphone, marimba.
Günther Meinhardt. Yeah. He plays table. then the keyboard, mostly the bass function.
Yeah. He's doing the telephone calls and,
genau.
And paying the bills. Bernhard Richter, he is a xylophone, marimba, vibraphone.
All round.
All round, yeah. And the sunny boy of the group, Hannes Ebner, is sitting down. He's also an old member from the group, playing since around 20 years with us. He's one of the percussionists. And then is the second percussionist is Grilli Bollheimer. He's
the new member.
The new member. Mm. He's playing with us since 1.5 years around. Mm. And then is Raphael Meinhardt. This is my son. He is playing vibraphone and marimba, and this keyboard. And our drum set player is Aaron Thier. He is playing drum set.
Essenben Németország kulturális fővárosában járt műsorunk stábja. Nyerteseinknek bemutattuk a főbb nevezetességeket, majd egy rövid kitérővel a gyönyörű fekete erdő felé vettük az irányt, hogy a Klinika című sorozat történetének eredjünk nyomába. Érdemes lesz velünk tartani, hisz tudják, kultúrában utazunk. Kultúra 20-10, ma.
Idén fehér karácsonyra számíthatunk. Mindig csak dolgozol, olyan vagy, mint egy apa.
15 óra egy húzamban.
Megígértem neki ezt a cserediák fél évet Bostonban, és ha december 23-áig nem fizetem ki a repülőjegyet és az ott tartózkodás költségeit, ugrott az egész.
Én már írtam a Jézuskának.
Tegnap megérkezett Amerikából a mi hiper-szuper nagyfőnökünk.
Engem egyetlen dolog érdekel, hogy újra látni fog-e a lányom.
Biztos történik valami csoda.
Télanyú.
Oh-ho!
Ma 16 óra 15 perckor az M1-en.
Egy új Emmy-díjas sorozat hétfőtől. Egy tradíció uralt a társadalomban.
Ő érinthetetlen, hát nem látod?
Ahol a házasság még mindig a szülők döntése.
Számodra már van egy vőlegény.
Vajon a szerelem ereje legyőzheti a hagyományokat?
Meghoztam a döntést, apám.
India álmok útján. Hétfőn este az M1-en.
A rabszolgád leszek.
Életem végéig. Szexelt. Meglátszik.
Igen. Kérdés az, hogy kivel?
Ez nem méltó hozzád.
Mit képzelsz?
Gyerekünk lesz. Sikerült.
Az alapján, amit elmondtál, a baba nem Harry.
Az enyém is lehet.
Sivon, csak azt mondhatom, ha Harryvel akarsz maradni, el kell mondanod neki.
A barátnőnek igaza volt. Te beteg
ne,
vagy.
Sam.
Szeretők. Hétfőn este az M1-en. Hogy mi kell egy spanyol vakációhoz?
Szalud az ünnepre.
Buli.
Nézd.
Szabadság.
A bikakutatás rendkívül veszélyes. Legyenek nagyon óvatosak.
Nyitottság.
Éveztem ezt, hogy egy ártatlan állatot lemészárolnak.
Szerelem.
Ti nem látjátok a halál titokzatosságát.
Vér és bor.
Ő óvatos fiam.
Joshua Jackson és Dennis Hopper főszereplésével. Amerikánó. Szerdán 21 óra 35 perckor az M1-en.